Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And hello, it's me, Rob.
Have you had a busy day today?
Oh, I sure have. And there's plenty more to do before home time.
Well, after this programme, I think I'll call it a day. I've got my yoga class to go to.
Call it a day? You've only been here 7 hours and there are 24 hours in a day.
I know that, Rob. But I've finished my work, so that's my day finished. When we call it a day, we just mean we have decided to stop what we're doing for the rest of the day. It could be because we have just finished a task, done enough, or just bored of doing it. So, Rob, I've done my work, so I really must call it a day. I don't want to miss my yoga class.
Haven't you got time for some examples?
Of course.
We've been working on this presentation for hours now. Let's call it a day and carry on tomorrow. Can we call it a day? We've been training since this morning. I'm exhausted. It's almost 6 o'clock, so let's call it a day and carry on with the building work tomorrow.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. We're looking at the phrase to call it a day, which we can say to express that we're going to stop what we're doing for the rest of the day. Now, Rob, if you think you've done enough, why don't you just call it a day?
I couldn't possibly finish work now. I'm going to be working into the night.
So, Rob, what are you doing that's making you work so late?
Well, I volunteered to write some extra The English We Speak scripts.
Oh, don't worry about that now, Rob. Call it a day and do it tomorrow.
Oh, OK, Feifei, if you say so. In that case, maybe I could join you at your yoga class.
Sure, come along.
Great.